Blog Talk Radio.
Traveling light, and we come from light, and we return to the light, and while we're here, we spread our light around through the beauty of our natal chart, the sun, the moon, and the stars. And welcome to It's in the Stars, a weekly radio show where we talk about the planets, the sun, the moon, and stars, and God's time. And I'm your host, Christina Malone, and today is Saturday, September 19th. 2020, and we are starting a little bit early tonight because I noticed just before we went on at 6:30, which is our usual time, that it was going to be a Mercury hour, and I wanted it to be a Venus hour. So we're still on the Venus hour, and I moved it up about 15 minutes. And now Neptune is right on the cusp of the show, so we'll see how we do. As always, you can go to my website and click on the link on the front page to get a free reading from my website. It says free natal chart. And I always encourage people to get your own natal chart so that you can study it and follow along with the show, because each week I teach something different and it might relate to your chart, and you'll be able to follow that by going to my website, ChristinaMalone.com or MusicalAstrologer.com. They bring you to the same place, and go and click on the link that says free natal chart. I also encourage people to go there and on the front page, click on the link that tells you how to get a daily planetary guide, because that will teach you everything you need to know about the planets, the signs, the houses, and when the Mercury retrogrades are. And even though it's now getting ready for 2021 calendar, you'll still be able to benefit from what's in the front of the book, which teaches you everything about astrology. And so when the new calendar starts, you'll have a new calendar for 2021. And I always say that astrology is the science and art of self-awareness and life mastery, because as you come to know yourself, you become a master of your life. For example, if you were to know what your planets are doing in your chart, then you don't let other people push you around or bully you around. You just make your own decisions and follow your own destiny, which is shown in your chart. And so that's the most important thing I have to say about getting your own chart and following it. And then on the website, A-Lab, where you get the free chart, they also have software you can buy to put on your computer and maybe do your own charts like I do on SolarFire. And it's also a good place to go every day and see what the planets are doing on a daily basis. They give you the astrological weather of the day. And I'll go into that in a little bit. But first, I wanted to take a moment to honor a very tragic, sad moment in our history. An amazing light, a being of light, has left this earth last night on Friday, September 18th, 2020. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was an amazing Supreme Court justice, passed away after a long struggle with pancreatic cancer. And she was absolutely the strongest voice for equality for all people, but especially for women. And she truly represented the best in service to justice for all. And she'll be sorely missed. And if you haven't seen anything about her or don't know anything about her, I recommend two movies. One I saw, which is called RBG. It's a documentary on her life and how she brought about the equal rights for women. And then the next movie is a regular movie called On the Basis of Sex, which came out, I think, last year or 2 years ago, with Felicity Jones playing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And since she's the very image of Lady Justice in my mind, we'll be talking a lot about the sun going into the sign of Libra this week on September 22nd, which is Tuesday. And Libra's symbol is the scales of balance, and its statement is I balance. So I also want to say happy Rosh Hashanah, which began last night as well on September 18th at sundown, and to start the high holy days in the Jewish tradition. One of the things that upsets me greatly as I've been watching the news today is that her last dying wish was to wait until after the election to find a replacement for her. And this happened in 2016, where Obama wanted to put in his selection for the Supreme Court after Antonin Scalia died. And right away, Mitch McConnell said, no, we should wait until after the election to let the new president decide. And so they did. Well, this time, literally 2 hours after Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away and her last dying wish was asking us to wait until after the election to find her replacement. 2 hours later, Mitch McConnell said, no, we're going to go ahead and push somebody through. So that's a total slap in the face of justice and also a slap in the face of her last dying wish. And it just really gets me because it just goes to show what we're dealing with these days. And usually a nominee has to go through incredible scrutiny and be vetted by the entire Senate. As you may recall, when Brett Kavanaugh was nominated, he went through a lot of scrutiny. So if they don't do that with the next selection, it's just going to be a travesty of justice in my mind. So that's my little rant. I'm going to talk a little bit about what the sun going into Libra means. Libra is a masculine sign, ironically, even though it's ruled by Venus, the goddess of love, but it's the masculine presentation of love. It's Venus in Taurus is the feminine presentation of Venus. So it's a masculine sign because it's an air sign. All the air signs and fire signs are masculine. And it's also a cardinal sign because it likes to start things. And the cardinal signs are all related to the seasons changing. So Aries starts the spring, Cancer starts the summer, Libra starts the fall, and Capricorn starts the winter. And those are the four cardinal signs. So this is what it says in my beautiful daily planetary guide. Libra adores balance, harmony, and equal give and take, no easy task. A more charming sign would be difficult to find, though. Libra's cardinal, airy nature wants to begin things, and entertaining and socializing are high priorities. These expert people-pleasing, Venus-ruled people specialize in manners, courtesy, and small talk. Alone time may be shunned, and because they're gifted with the ability to pacify, they may sell out their own needs or the truth to buy peace and companionship. I've actually heard the expression that Libra is sometimes compared to an iron fist in a velvet glove, and they would rather start a war just to take credit for making a peace. So that's one of the things I've heard over the years, too. So it's saying that, too. Seeing both sides of a situation, weighing the options, and keeping their inner balance by remaining honest may be Libra's hardest task. And the next thing I'm going to read is from Pam Champy, who's also an astrologer in this daily planetary guide. And she always gives the weekly synopsis of what's going to come up this next week. So this is from September 21st to the 27th. And the sun's entry into Libra on Tuesday, September 22nd, marks the first day of fall, also called the fall equinox or autumnal equinox. This is the third seasonal turning of the calendar year. The scales of Libra put the emphasis on balance, and the fall equinox is one of the 2 days of the year. The other is in March during the spring equinox, when there is an equal balance of light and darkness. Think about that for a second. So on September 22nd, the day will be equal to the night. As the leaves fall off the trees in preparation for winter, take a minute to weigh in and look at how you're doing with anything that is declining in your life. The month when the sun is in Libra is a time to connect with others, bask in the beauty, and be your most charming and sociable self. Libra is conservative and objective and has a special interest in making sure things are fair. Besides the change of seasons, The other item on this week's agenda is on Sunday, that's a week from tomorrow, September 27th, when Mercury exits Libra, Mercury's in Libra too right now, and it enters Scorpio, where it will stay, except for one brief return when it goes retrograde back into Libra, until December. So Mercury's going to go retrograde in October, and it will stay in Libra or in Scorpio until December. Mercury in Scorpio echoes the Mercury-Pluto square of last week and deepens the emotional need to communicate, but the way you speak gets more edgy, biting, and sarcastic. The next few months is not a time when you will feel like compromising, because there's a compulsion to say whatever you mean without regard for the fallout. Truth is everything now, and being right can be more important than being happy. Now, I've heard the opposite. I've had people ask me, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And I would say I'd rather be happy, but these days it really feels like I just want to be right. And I'm so grateful that astrology gives me a different perspective on things, because I believe that, like I've said before, that history repeats itself. And while we're talking about the things that are going on this week, there's going to be more of these squares we've been talking about. Squares are areas of tension when signs are of the same quality or mode, such as cardinal signs. So again, we have Mars retrograde in Aries. That's a cardinal sign. We have Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. That's a cardinal sign. We have Saturn retrograde in Capricorn, cardinal sign. And now we're going to have Libra, which is a cardinal sign, and Mercury is currently in Libra. So with those cardinal signs, there's like a T-square, and it's not quite the complete square because there's no planets in Cancer right now. But if there was a planet in Cancer, that would be like a big boxing ring in the sky where there was just, you know, a lot of energy bouncing off of each other and arguing and never getting to any kind of conclusion. So we can thank Cancer for being the saving grace in this particular grand cross, which is not happening. But that is something to think about, because the nature of Mars is that it's aggressive and it wants to start things that are aggressive, like wars. And Pluto, I've said before, is the god of death and wants to dig deep into things and really wants to purge the sign it's in. So it's in the sign of Capricorn, which rules the government. And it wants to bring out all the darkness and all the shadow. And that's what I think we've been seeing so much of lately while Pluto's going through Capricorn. And it also has to do with the Earth at large. Capricorn is the planet, the sign that rules the Earth, and it rules the physical body. So seeing this pandemic going on while Pluto's in Capricorn is also a strong statement of what it's purging, is the just the definition of health and how we deal with our health and how we have a very dysfunctional health system. So that's what Pluto and Capricorn represents. And of course, now we're going to have this planet or sun going into Libra, which is trying to find the balance in everything. And it's not always easy. So I was doing some research and I looked online. Of course, I want to thank some of my favorite astrologers on YouTube again. One is Rick, R-I-K, Astrology. I was listening to him this afternoon, talking about this week and what's going on. And he was talking about Neptune in Pisces and when the last time Neptune was in Pisces. So I did some research and I drew up some charts about that. And the last time Neptune was in Pisces, it was discovered in September 23rd, 1846, if you want to draw up a chart for that date. So Neptune wasn't discovered until the 1800s. And it's long been associated with spirituality and mystical groups like the Eastern philosophies that started to come from India into the United States, like, and also the groups of people that were starting the groups like the Rosicrucians and the Theosophists and the Unity Movement and the Unitarian Movement. So a lot of good things came right after Neptune was discovered. And Neptune also has a lot to do with women's issues. It's a feminine sign, and it rules the ocean of emotion, as I said on the full moon in Pisces recently. But Neptune has to do with women's issues. So in July 19th of 1848, the first women's rights movement started in Seneca Falls. And originally, it was a gathering of abolitionists who were trying to focus on anti-slavery to instead of bringing women the right to vote. In fact, Susan B. Anthony had an argument with I've forgotten his name now, famous black orator. And just basically they got into an argument because she wanted to see women get the right to vote. But he said we should let black men get the right to vote first. And so they did. And women didn't get the right to vote till 1920. So we just celebrated the 100th anniversary of that. But anyway, all these events started in the 1800s, 1848, with Seneca Falls. And then finally, Neptune, this is all while Neptune was in Pisces. And I'm saying this because Neptune is in Pisces now, and it hasn't been in Pisces for almost 140 years. That's the whole point. It takes a long time to go around the sun, and a long time it stays in a sign, too. So it's been in Pisces since, I think, 2011. But the last thing I want to say is that when the beginning of the Civil War happened was on April 12, 1861, in Fort Sumter, South Carolina, and Neptune was at the very last degrees of Pisces. And so it's just enough to show you that what's going on right now, and during that time, that was on April 12th, which was when the sun was in Aries. So we had a warlike environment, and now Mars is in Aries, and all these planets are retrograde in Capricorn, like I said, which rules the government and rules countries and boundaries and, you know, border walls and all kinds of things. If you know anything about astrology and you start to study what things mean, then these kind of situations really seem significant. And the good news is last week, Jupiter, which was retrograde in Capricorn, went direct. So we now have back to five planets retrograde. That's Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter in Capricorn retrograde, and Uranus in Taurus retrograde, Mars in Aries retrograde, and of course Neptune in Pisces retrograde. But in another week or so, Mercury is going to go retrograde. So it just goes back and forth. We have some go direct and some go retrograde. And the retrograde planets, if you're feeling like you're just being pushed back every time you try to get forward, or it's like you're putting on the gas, but you're getting the brakes from the universe, and you're not something that you're trying to create, either a new project or a new job or a new business or a new relationship, just feels like it's stuck in the mud. Well, that's because of all the retrograde planets. And they're going to be with us probably for a while. I mean, Saturn and Pluto actually are going to go direct at the end of September, which is good. It's another week away. But that's all I want to say about that. there was one other thing. So even though October feels cooler, and it is getting cooler outside in the Northern Hemisphere, there may be some rumblings of war behind the scenes. And I'm not saying this to scare anybody, but I guess I'm just keep on emphasizing the fact that we do have a choice in all of this. We just have to really put all our energy into the opposite, you know, literally focus on meditation and yoga and the breath and being calm. And this last week I bought myself some flowers, and they're just gorgeous. This big white rose is looking like a lotus right now. And I just try to take good care of myself by eating well and getting lots of rest and not trying to watch the TV too much, because the TV and the news is part of the problem. And you know, Mercury and Uranus, which is retrograde, Mercury's not retrograde yet, but they're both in charge of communication, basically. And with Uranus, which rules computers and television and broadcasting, that's retrograde. So you're going to have some problems with computers and cell phones and things like that and communication. And don't be surprised if people don't understand what you're saying. As I think what I'm talking, I hope people are understanding, or I hope people aren't upset with me that I started early, because I have to follow the stars. That's just the way astrology works. And when I saw the 6:30 time wasn't the most ideal for this particular show, I just thought, I'm going to go ahead and start it anyway, and I'll explain it later. So then you can always listen to the recording. That's the best part about this. It's not really set in stone that it has to be started at 6:30. But I tried, I think when I tried to set it at 6:30 before, that was when the Venus hour and the Sun hour was. But because of the change of seasons and the change in the time, we're getting closer to daylight savings again. It just, the planetary hours can be shifting. So I have a little program on my computer that I just, I have it on all the time. It's like a little clock, and it goes on all day, and it tells me what the planetary hour is. And when I saw the Venus hour come up around 5:45, I went, oops, you know, and then Venus was going to be over like at 6:30 when I start my show, and Mercury was going to take over. And I just didn't want Mercury to be ruling the show. But, It's a fascinating study. Whenever we get around to it, I hope to spend more time talking about the planetary hours. And since I started at 6:15 and it's almost 6:45, I'm going to go ahead and start closing out the show with my song, Spinning Through the Universe, because it feels like we are spinning through the universe. But please say some prayers for Ruth Bader Ginsburg and for this country, and for the people who are trying to hold on to the truth. That's what I keep praying for every day. So have a wonderful week, and God bless, and I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye. Watch the